Fairies are like that, I said. They aren't ever quite what they seem to be. It's hard to pin them down. But why would a gang of necromancers be interested in him? Is there anything in the book that makes sense? Not that I saw, I said. There were stories, songs, lectures, accountings, bad sketches, and worse poetry about the Earl King, but nothing practical. Nothing you saw, Thomas said. Nothing I saw, I confirmed. But these lunatics would hardly be this serious about the book if it wasn't there somewhere. Do you think it's connected to this Dark Hallow that Corpse Taker was talking about? Thomas asked. I don't know, I said. What's a Dark Hallow? We listened to the fire crackle for a minute before Thomas said, I hate to say this, but maybe you should contact the council. I grimaced. I know I should, I said. I don't know what they're doing, and these necromancers are strong, Thomas. Stronger than me. I don't think I can take them in a straight fight. Sounds like a good reason to call for help. I can't do that, I said. Mavra would torpedo Murphy. I don't think Murphy would want you to get killed over this, Harry, he pointed out. And what's going to happen if the council hears that you knew these folk were around and didn't report it to them? They aren't going to be happy. I know, I said, I know. But at the moment, it's my choice, and I'm not going to choose for my friend to get hurt. I can't. He nodded, as if he'd expected the answer. Plus, there's one more reason not to call in the council, I said. Why? Right now, Cowell, Gravain, and Corpse Taker aren't working together. If I call in the council, it gives them a common enemy and a reason to cooperate. They have a common enemy, he pointed out. You. I laughed, and it came out a little bitter. They aren't worried about me. Hell, I can't even figure out what's going on. I rubbed at my eyes. You said there were two things I needed to know. What's the second thing? Your car. Oh, I got it back, I said. It's out front. No, dummy, Thomas said. Whoever trashed your car did it deliberately. They were trying to tell you something. It might not even be related to this situation, I said. He snorted. Yeah, it just happened now, out of all the times it could have happened. Whoever was sending the message, it's a little obscure. You think it's one of the Kemmler crowd? Why not? He said. I thought about it for a minute. It doesn't seem like something Gravain would do. I bet he's more like the kind to send undead minions to deliver his messages. Corpse Taker would send a nightmare or a forced hallucination or something. She's big on the mind magic. Ghouls don't really send messages. They just eat you. That leaves Cowell, his buddy, and Gravain's buddy with the liver spots. Yeah, I said. I almost feel like there was something familiar about liver spots, I said. I'm not sure what. I might be grasping at straws. What about Cowell and Kumori? I don't know, man, I said. They were just a couple of people in cloaks. I never saw their faces. If I had to guess from the way they talked, I'd bet that they were council. That would be a very good reason to cover their faces, Thomas agreed. There's no point in chewing this over and over, I said. I rubbed at my eyes. Bony Tony's numbers mean something. They'll lead to the book somehow. I'm sure of it. Maybe a locker number, Thomas asked. Too many digits, I said. Maybe it's some kind of cipher, substituting letters for numbers. I raised my eyebrows. That's a thought. I dug the folded piece of paper out of my pocket and passed it over to him. Stay here and work on it. See if you can make any sense out of it. He accepted the paper. Now I feel like James Bond, suave and intelligent, breaking all the codes while looking fabulous. What are you going to do? I think the Earl King is the key to this, I said. And the Earl King is a fairy. He lifted his eyebrows. Meaning? When you want to know about fairies, I said, it's best to ask a fairy. I'm going to call up my godmother and see if she knows anything. From what you've told me, isn't that kind of dangerous? Very, I said. You're hurt. You should have some backup. I nodded. Watch the fort, I said. Mouse? The big dog lifted his shaggy head from the floor, ears perked forward, serious eyes on me. Come on, I told him. We're going for a ride.
Oh, Harry, Thomas said.
Yeah?
Before you go, would you mind if I, helped Butters out by getting his polka contraption loaded up into your trunk?
What, you don't like polka?
Thomas's expression looked strained.
Please, Harry, I like the little guy, but come on.
I rubbed at my mouth with one hand to cover up the smile.
Sure, probably safest for everyone that way.
Thank you, he said, and collected the polka suit and brought it up the stairs behind me as I prepared to take a chance on a conversation with one of the more dangerous beings I knew.